It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors learned late last week that the county's contract for health insurance through United Healthcare expired at the end of 2025.
That prompted an emergency meeting yesterday to the county board's finance and personnel committees to approve a new contract that will go before the full 18-member Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors on Thursday.
During the contract lapse, the county's over 5,000 employees and retirees still had health insurance coverage, but officials said continuing to operate without a new contract created significant risk for the county.
We're learning more now about what led to that mistake and what happens next for Milwaukee County.
Evan Casey is a reporter for WPR covering the greater Milwaukee area and southeast Wisconsin. He's been covering the recent county board meetings and the health insurance issue. Evan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, walk us through the timeline here of how the county board first found out about this health insurance contract lapsing. When did it come to light?
Yeah, so last week there was a regularly planned finance committee meeting at the county level, and county supervisors were set to approve a new contract with United Healthcare. But it was only learned during that meeting that the old one had expired at the end of last year. So they were operating for a few weeks now without a new contract in place with United Healthcare. So obviously that raised some red flags by county supervisors who were just worried and concerned and angered about how this happened.
County supervisors, 18 of them, you know, they set policy, they you know, adopt an annual budget. What was their reaction?
Yeah, it was, some of them were obviously rightfully so very angry. Others were just shocked. One told me yesterday she was just in disbelief that this happened. You know, Supervisor Steve Taylor, who I talked to on Friday, was probably the most angry. He just had no idea like how this happened and just was in disbelief as well. So, and you know, some county supervisors, you know, said during a meeting yesterday, they heard from county employees like over the weekend and over the past few days about just their concerns about like, do I have coverage? You know, I have a big operation coming up in a week or two. Am I going to be covered for that? So, you know, that anger, I think, is rightfully so from a lot of these supervisors.
Certainly very scary with a life event like an operation. So county employees, they still have health insurance coverage despite this contract expiring with United Healthcare. And let's listen to how Milwaukee County Policy Director Jeremy Lucas described the relationship during yesterday's meeting.
We are self-insured for purposes of providing care. So it's that claims administration piece that we're purchasing. And then the second piece is we're buying into UHC's in-network providers. Their managed care network is what it's referred to as. And so through that network, UHC has negotiated reduced provider rates.
So, Evan, if county employees still have coverage, then what are county leaders concerned about without the contract? What are the potential consequences if this isn't remedied?
The county's attorneys last week said there could be a quote-unquote catastrophic risk if the county doesn't move forward to approve a new contract soon. They said the ability for county employees to receive and pay for services could be affected. Another county attorney also said if an employee does have a large claim before a new contract is signed, that could leave United Healthcare in a position to deny it. All that being said, though, it does sound like county supervisors, you know, made it pretty clear yesterday that there really shouldn't be any big issues regarding this. The fact that there isn't a new contract in place. But even so, I mean, county employees are still like, you know, probably pretty concerned here.
We have heard that one county employee has been released from their job. What do you know about how this happened? What was the explanation given to board members?
Yeah, so that former employee now addressed the county board or the county committee last week. He said that last year, you know, he went with an RFP or a request for proposal process for the new contract. That was last year, I believe in May. He told, you know, county supervisors that he had hired an outside contractor to do that RFP. And that's basically not something that the county allows or is, you know, regulated for right now. So he went against the county ordinances in doing so. It also looks like there's some back and forth about this contract with the county comptroller's office. And it sounds like there basically was kind of just a lapse in communication in discussing kind of some of the terms and agreements in this new contract with UnitedHealthcare. And then basically it looks like, communication broke down and basically stopped regarding this until it was brought up to the committee last week. When this HR employee brought it forward for approval, the county comptroller's office, they were there in attendance and obviously raised a lot of concerns about this, said they still haven't had a chance to review this contract, and had even told, they're the ones who told the county supervisors as well that the old contract had expired. So, yeah, that former employee, it looks like he was let go by the county over the past few days here.
So I want to stick with that for a moment in the controller's office. In your story, you write that County Controller Liz Sumner told board members last week the new contract did not meet the county's current standards. Do you know what Sumner meant by that? How does it not meet standards?
Yeah, so the county supervisors and the county comptroller's office, they have some concerns about the fiscal estimate regarding the contract. And basically, members of the county's administration yesterday, addressed the supervisors regarding that and said that they would work to get some of those estimates and answer some financial questions regarding, some of the costs that the county could incur regarding this new contract. They're going to look to do that before Thursday because Thursday is when the full county board is going to meet to approve or deny this contract. It was, like I mentioned, approved by the county, the finance committee yesterday. So on Thursday, the full board is going to meet to approve or deny this.
WPR reporter Evan Casey is with us, covers the greater Milwaukee area and has been reporting on Milwaukee County's health insurance contract that expired at the end of last year and the fallout from this benefit lapse and how the County Board of Supervisors is responding to it. So during yesterday's meeting, Milwaukee County Chief Human Resources Officer Margo Franklin spoke and described a key point of communication breakdown with the employee who was responsible for the new healthcare contract. Let's take a listen. Here's what she said about when the contract was left in limbo.
In September, there was outreach to the audit department around the audit clause language, and there was some back and forth. That happened for about a couple of days. And then based on emails that I could see, the conversations stopped. And that is the part that I don't know what happened.
The conversation just stopped. What kind of oversight or stop gaps did Supervisor discuss for trying to prevent something like this from happening, from falling through the cracks?
Regarding that, I mean, one county supervisor said that was embarrassing, like that this could happen. And they were just shocked at how this could happen. Basically, it sounds like all county supervisors were on the same board about having just better communication between these departments regarding some of these huge contracts. I mean, this is probably the biggest contract and most important contract in Milwaukee County. So it was, they just said it was embarrassing. One county supervisor also mentioned that there was a dashboard that she'd like to see departments be using now in the county regarding some of these big contracts so that, they could be on the same page about deadlines and approval of these contracts. So it sounds like that might be something that county supervisors move to do as well sometime soon here.
So it sounds like they really want to see the step-by-step process and see exactly where things are. Let's step back, look at Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley's response. He didn't respond to our interview request, but he did put out a statement. It says, "This was an error by an employee in the Department of Human Resources, and as a result, that employee no longer works for Milwaukee County," end quote. How much of the blame here are they assigning to one fired employee versus the other pieces of this and people taking accountability?
Yeah, I saw that statement too yesterday. It does sound like, they believe and the HR department does believe that it's really up to this one employee. So it could stop there. But I don't know. I mean, he did put out a longer statement on Monday regarding, just he wanted to see this new contract approved. He said that he's working with county administration and supervisors to approve this contract and to answer any questions that they have. And that statement also said that, quote unquote, "we need to strengthen our internal system and enhance safeguards for contract management." So that's what he said. But yeah, same here. I haven't had a chance to sit down with him and talk with him about this as well.
Has he been hands-on in this cleanup? Has he been front and center in responding to all of this, or has he deferred to county officials? What do you see in the reaction of County Executive David Crawley in this moment?
Yeah, I mean, all I've seen personally is just a statement on Friday. He sent out a one-sentence statement. Monday, yesterday, like I mentioned, was a longer statement regarding the fired employee. He hasn't had a press conference yet about this. I don't think he's done any interviews regarding this yet. So I guess we'll see, if he's open to that down the road.
And this is getting political, Evan, with Crawley in the Democratic primary for governor. How have you seen other candidates respond to these developments?
Yeah, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, who is obviously running against him in the race for governor as a Republican, he basically took to social media to say, quote unquote, if Crowley can't run a county, how is he going to run a state? So he's obviously weighed in. During a press conference yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who is also running against Crowley but as a Democrat, she also said she believes there was a, quote, breakdown in leadership regarding this. So she said it was scary and unfortunate that it happened. I did reach out to Crowley's campaign as well. They told me in a statement that, Crowley is, quote unquote, the only candidate who has real hands-on experience solving these kinds of problems. So that was their response.
So if the full county board, the 18 members, they approve the new health insurance contract Thursday, does that put a closure to this, or do you expect there to be more fallout at future meetings?
Yeah, I doubt it. I do think that the county board, there's likely to be maybe some resolutions or some efforts soon to kind of make sure this doesn't happen again. Because, like I mentioned, a lot of county supervisors said this was just embarrassing and just shocked that this could happen. So, my guess, if I were to guess, I would say that there could be some measures by county supervisors to make sure that, this is never going to happen again with any contracts, not just healthcare.
Evan, thanks for your reporting.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Evan Casey is a reporter for WPR covering the greater Milwaukee area in southeast Wisconsin. He was with us today to bring us the latest on this lapse in Milwaukee County's health insurance contract and how local officials are responding to it.